Welcome to the Home Business Breakthroughs audio series, part two, the three activities to do daily that create success.
Welcome back. And in this video, we're going to focus on the core of our framework, the three activities, B-E-S, three actions to focus on every single day for success. Number one, you've got to be building your audience. And this is people who are interested in the benefits of your products and services, your number one target market. And if you are in network marketing, your number one target market is people who are already in network marketing or looking to get started in network marketing. You should be networking, connecting, growing your audience of people who are in the profession. And this is not so you can cross-recruit them and get them right into your company right away or anything like that, but this is relationship building. The reality is that network marketing companies come and go. The founder's vision changes. The comp plans change. Heck, I've seen network marketing companies completely get out of the network marketing industry and thus stripping all of their distributors' incomes, their checks, overnight. So if you focus on building your audience, there will probably be a time in their careers where they're looking for another opportunity. And heck, if you serve them at the highest level, they'll probably come to you asking how they can get more of you, how they can get more of your coaching, your training. They want to join your opportunity. They want to join what you are doing because you're creating value for them. You're solving their problems. And obviously, that's one of the most attractive things. People want to be a part of that. Heck, if you solve people's problems, they'll come to you ready to join without you even having to ask them. That's just a byproduct of doing the marketing the right way. So build your audience every single day, at least 10 to 20 plus people per day on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever you're building, whatever platform you're using to build your audience. You got to be focusing on that and building and filling the pipeline every single day. This is kind of like if you had the pizza shop downtown. If you don't have customers coming into that pizza shop every single day, it's going to be very difficult for you to keep the lights on and to pay the rent. So there you have it. Step one, build your audience. A non-negotiable, again, every single day, you have to be building your audience, 10 to 20 plus targeted people who are interested in the benefits of what you've got every single day. Number two is engage your audience. Now that you're building your audience, and whether it's on Facebook, your profile or your business page, whether it's Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, your email list, your mini chat list, we've got to engage. Now, for example, if you're using an email list, which hopefully you are, you're mailing them. That's how you would engage people on, if you're using that platform, is simply mail them. If you're using Twitter, you would be tweeting. If you are using YouTube, you'd be posting videos. If you're using your blog, you'd want to be making sure that you create content at least once a week on your blog. If it's Facebook, social media posts, lives, curiosity posts, image quotes, lifestyle pics, success stories, testimonies, engaging. And to take it even further, you want to find the leaders on whatever platform you're building, who's got the dream audience that you know you could serve? Who are the leaders in your profession, industry, niche, vertical, whatever it is? You want to find them and engage with them. Where are the conversations being had with your target audience, your dream customer, right? Where are they having the conversations, and can you get involved? For example, if there's a leader in your profession that is just killing it with Facebook Lives and gets thousands of views and hundreds of comments, they're not going to have time to respond to those. Could you get in there and answer some questions and provide some value for your target audience? Could you comment, like, and share? You know, Facebook, for example, we see all the time people complaining that there's crickets on their social media. Nobody's commenting, engaging, liking, sharing, posting. And there's two things here. Number one, is your content quality, right? Is it shareable? Does it actually solve some problems? So let's start there. Are you creating quality enough content that people would want to share, comment, engage, consume? And number two, are you doing that? Let's just stay with Facebook. If you're wanting your tribe to come over and comment, like, and share, are you doing that with others? Are you engaging in the process? Are you engaging with your audience, with your tribe? A lot of things here, but what it comes down to is, are you serving? Are you creating content daily? That's how you become the leader, the influencer. That's how you become the celebrity. That's how you become top earner, full-time. That's how you get the results. Have you chosen the platform that you want to build the audience, and are you consistently engaging with that audience? Again, where is your dream customer hanging out? Where are they having the conversations? Can you get involved? Can you find creative ways to add value in groups that is full of your target market, the people who'd be interested in the benefits of your products and services? And are you doing this on a consistent basis? Look, this is how you're going to build that know, love, and trust factor, is really engage and create quality content and be in the conversation, be where your target market is, solving their problems, adding value, demonstrating value, providing solutions. And as you do this, you can move them over to something like Facebook Messenger and open the dialogue, a direct communication, a direct lines of communication with a potential, you know, this isn't a lead anymore. This is a prospect you're having a conversation with. You're trying to discover, and in that conversation, you're looking for if they have a problem. Do they have a pain? And do they have a problem or pain that you could solve? And you simply figure that out. You find that out. You discover that through asking engaging questions, connecting with your people, engaging with your audience through something like Facebook Messenger or Zoom. Even better, right? Where you can do it with a webcam and just connect like a human being. Oh my gosh. In this automated world, this automated Facebook world, social media world, to actually become human and want to connect and want to listen and want to care and want to really see if you can solve their problems and make their lives better. So number two, simply put, engage. E-engage. E stands for engage. You're building your audience and you are engaging your audience. You're tending to that audience. You're nurturing the soil. You're tilling the soil. You're giving it, you know, the Miracle-Gro feed. You're giving it the nutrients, the water, the sunlight. You're building the relationship between you and your tribe on a consistent daily basis. Now, number three is where most entrepreneurs, home business owners, they fall short because they don't ask for the sale. And that comes down to a lot of different reasons. We've got to get over our limiting beliefs around money and just simply ask for the sale, right? Ask them. Once you engage with them and you discover, you find out that they're, you know, they've got the problem that you can solve. They've got the pain that you've got a painkiller for. Asking them simply if they're open to checking out something that you've got. And if not, no problem. But if they're open, you know, if you've done the process correctly here, where you've built your audience of your target market, you've engaged with your audience in terms of you've created valuable content and you've built a little bit of rapport and trust with the prospect, and now you're speaking to or you're engaging with and ready, you know, you've discovered in the discovery process, the communication, the conversation you're having with them, you see that, maybe your product or solution, it could help them out. It could absolutely solve their problem. You simply ask, right? Get on the phone with them, connect and ask them if they're open. Great. Here's the video. Here's the presentation. When do you have 20 minutes? Awesome. Give them the URL, the link, the webinar room, whatever the sales mechanism is, get them to it, schedule a follow-up time and close them. That's it. Collect a decision. Once they say yes, get them in the training. If they say no, that's okay. You're that much closer to a yes. You're getting better. You learned in the process. But honestly, selling, half the battle is just having the courage to ask. Ask for the sale. Ask them if they're open. Believe enough in your products and services and what you're doing to simply ask and give them the link. And what's really cool is if you follow this framework, it's not even going to feel like selling. It is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a big fan of we're in sharing. No, we're in sales. Okay. But when you do this process right, they're going to come to you ready, open, wanting to hear what you've got because they trust you, because they've seen your content. They've consumed your stuff. They know what you're about. So getting on the phone or Zoom or a Facebook audio call or whatever mechanism you're using, a webinar room, and then driving them to the sales mechanism and then scheduling a follow-up to collect a decision and close and get them trained up. See, most people in our profession, they go straight to number three. They go to try and sell people with anyone with a pulse on the first handshake. And I did that for years. It's a tough thing, especially with no credibility, no influence, no affluence, no money. Selling a business on the first handshake is like asking the girl to marry you on the first date. It doesn't work out so good. But if you'd follow this framework and this process, this build, engage, sell formula, the three activities, and you do this daily, again, non-negotiable. These are the three. If you ever feel overwhelmed in any way, shape, or form with your business, just get back to basics. Are you building your audience every single day? Are you engaging with your audience every single day? And are you selling to your audience every single day. If you fall back on these fundamentals, the foundation here, you will never feel that awful word. I don't even like saying it, to speak it into existence, but I'll say it just for training purposes. You will never feel that word overwhelm again, because you've got the action steps, the activities, you know what you need to be doing daily. Because if you did this, if you built your audience daily, 10 to 20 people every single day, if you engaged, if you did a Facebook Live or a video every single day for the next 30 days and you connected with your tribe, you connected with your core audience, your target market, you found them, connected with them, and you did a video every single day, and then once you qualify them, you think they'd be a good fit for your product, service, opportunity, ask them if they're open and sell them. And if they're open, great. If not, no big deal. If they are, send them to the presentation, set up a follow-up, collect the decision, get paid. That's it. Build your audience, engage your audience, sell your audience. These are the three activities, when focused on daily, will produce top earner results. Every top earner focuses on these three activities every single day: build, engage, sell. Now, this is just one component of the framework, but in my opinion, the most critical: build, engage, sell. This way of doing business will change your life. You are doing great. And again, if you ever feel confused or overwhelmed, you've got a solution. Build, engage, sell. Let's move on to the next video to continue your journey through this Home Business Breakthroughs course. We'll see you in the next training video.
This recording and all of its content is protected by copyright law. Copyright 2008 to 2019, Upward Enterprises, LLC. All rights reserved. MLSP, Mileage System Pro, and the MLSP logo are registered trademarks of Upward Enterprises, LLC. Upward Enterprises is not affiliated with any third party, nor does Upward sponsor or endorse any third party, including without limitation, any third party that may make this recording available to you.